Does theistic evolution reconcile faith and science? Kirby Anderson examines this view and finds it lacking. Now on Probe.
Francis Collins states that ID is a God of the Gaps theory, inserting the need for supernatural intervention in places its proponents claim science cannot explain. This statement mischaracterizes intelligent design. It is not based upon an argument from ignorance. It looks for conditions indicating intelligence was required to produce an observed result. The event must be exceedingly improbable due to random events, and it must conform to a meaningful pattern. Does a forensic science commit an arson of the gaps fallacy in inferring that a fire was started deliberately? To assume that every phenomenon that we cannot explain must have a materialistic explanation is to commit a converse materialism of the gaps fallacy. ID researchers identify signs that are consistent with intelligent design and examine real-world events for those same signs. In addition, many non-intelligent design scientists have reached the conclusion that Darwinism is not sufficient for looking at other mechanisms to explain certain features of life. Another aspect of Collins' defense of theistic evolution is using overstated and oftentimes unsubstantiated attacks to discredit other views. Collins also states that no serious biologist today doubts the theory of evolution, and ID's central premise sets forth a straw man that no serious student of biology would accept. So we would conclude that those differing with Collins are not even serious students of biology. But he ignores the over 800 PhDs who have signed a document questioning the ability of Darwinian theory to explain life. In discrediting intelligent design, he misrepresents the premise of this field, saying that ID is designed to resist an atheistic worldview. As one researcher, William Dembski, explains, intelligent design attempts only to explain the arrangement of materials within an already given world. Design theorists argue that certain arrangements of matter, especially in biological systems, clearly signal a designing influence. Collins would rather pursue an answer that was wrong and exclude the actions of an intelligent designer than considering the possibility of intelligent design. Tomorrow we'll look at whether C.S. Lewis was a theistic evolutionist.
You've been listening to Probe with your host, Kirby Anderson. To get your free copy of Steve Cable's transcript, Theistic Evolution, go to probe.org. Again, that's probe.org. Then join us next time as we help you discover the truth that will set you free here on Probe.